pleased to share an arts report from the WVIA News Department. Scranton Fringe announced an international cultural exchange with Scranton's sister city in Ireland. Haley O'Brien from the news team reports on the journey to becoming sister cities and the voyage local actors will take across the ocean later this year.
Ballina, County Mayo, is a town in the northwest of Ireland with a population of about 10,000. Many Irish Americans in Scranton have traced their ancestry to this area. In 1990, the late Jimmy Connors, who was mayor of Scranton at the time, visited County Mayo to find relatives. Scranton and Ballina officially became sister cities.
When you go into their town, it tells you, welcome to Ballina, sister city of Scranton, PA.
That's Patty Mitchell. She's part of the Scranton Ballina Sister City Committee. It's a group of locals with roots in Ballina. Lee Schaefer of Avoca went to Mayo searching for his roots in 2012. At one local bar, he was actually mistaken for a local, a distant relative he was looking for.
In Ballina, the phone book, there's so many Scranton names in and around Scranton. So they got here, they found work, and then they spread out through Minooka down to Avoca, you know, and beyond.
When you go to Scranton and you see people who look like us, look like Irish people, you automatically connect with those people.
Mags Downey-Martin is the daughter of P.J. Downey, who was Lord Mayor of Ballina when this all started.
So Mum and Dad would have gone over at the official time, so it would have been St. Patrick's Day, of course, the obvious time. And so a delegation traditionally would always travel over because the invitation would have come in as best they could when budgets were good from Ireland to Scranton or from Ballina to Scranton to keep that friendship going.
Lackawanna County Commissioner Bill Gawen visited in 2023.
I felt like I was in Scranton when I was over in some of the bars over there. It's like if I didn't know it, I'm in North Scranton, I'm in Minooka, I'm in Southside. It was exactly the same sort of feel. In fact, I was like, recognize people over there. I'm like, wait a minute, that looks just like so-and-so.
Gawen said he was treated like a celebrity on his visit and that Scranton treats people from Ballina the same.
And they know their history like we know our history. And I think that's what's so important too. And like, that's what I want to teach. I have five children. I want to teach them the connection, the roots, because this, it's important. It's how the city got its start, really, with all the immigrants that came over and helped kind of build the entire valley.
Many Irish immigrants came to the United States in the mid to late 1800s after the famine and found work in the mines and on the railroads. For those who visit generations later, it feels like home.
I have now personally taken at least 30 people over since 2012 of my friends and family and people who just want to go. And they have had the same experience. They love it there.
A new partnership between arts organizations on both sides of the pond will spotlight the rich artistic traditions of Ballina and Scranton and strengthen the bond. Scranton Fringe, a local performing arts organization that has hosted a festival for 10 years, announced a cultural exchange with an arts facility in Ballina. A local group will present Ulysses of Scranton at the Ballina Arts Center in October 2025, after it debuts at the Scranton Fringe Festival earlier that month. Connor Kelly O'Brien, the co-founder and executive director of Scranton Fringe, is the director and primary writer of Ulysses of Scranton.
It is a loose, loving adaptation of James Joyce's classic novel, Ulysses, through a Northeast Pennsylvania lens. I originally contacted the director of arts and culture for County Mayo itself over a year ago to begin this partnership and this conversation, and that's part of how this sort of evolved, and this project and this opportunity just kind of felt like a perfect marriage. So that's the show we're going to be workshopping and rehearsing this summer to premiere here and then take to Ireland. It's really quirky. It's going to be really fun and loving. We're taking, you know, the core elements of the narrative, layering it on top of layering it with our own stories and Scranton in particular.
Maureen McGuigan will also venture to Ireland to perform her one-woman show, Remember You Must Die, a comedy which debuted at the 2023 Scranton Fringe Festival.
I grew up going to the west coast of Ireland. I've been to Ballina many times, so it'll be really nice to go back and reconnect in an artistic way.
To complete the exchange, Scranton will host a musical group from Ballina to perform here in March 2026.
I'm really excited to be revisiting this through the lens of, you know, the Irish immigrant experience, specifically as we talk about from here to there, from past to present, and also comparing that to what we're seeing play out at the national level.
Our families had to leave County Mayo because of some British oppression and the potato famine. Mm-hmm. So for me, who's ever coming to America is coming for a better life, and it's the same story. And I think we need to tell those stories and support one another and help people not forget their heritage, but celebrate it, but then, you know, become part of this great tapestry that is America. I mean, I just love hearing everybody's stories, no matter what your background is.
Scranton Fringe Festival will host an event at the end of this month to raise funds for their journey to the Emerald Isle. Reporting in Scranton, I'm Haley O'Brien, WVIA News.
A gathering for the arts again to be held Sunday, March 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. There will be food and drinks and live music at the event at Sterner's Restaurant in Scranton. Many thanks to Haley O'Brien, multimedia reporter and host from the WVIA News team.